Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Plum Club podcast. I'm Oren Akhavan, and I'll be speaking on this platform on behalf of Ryan Gems, Inc. Before we begin, on behalf of the Ryan Gems team, we'd like to thank our audience for listening in and the Plum Club for giving us this opportunity. What we want to talk to you about today is the rising popularity of color gemstones in today's market and its possible presence in the future. While diamond category jewelry still remains dominant in leading jewelry sales, the industry has been seeing some growth in the colored gemstone category too. So we're going to explore some of the possible reasons for that shift in interest. What we want you to be able to take away after this podcast is a better understanding of what value colored gemstones have to your customers and how a variety of colored gemstone jewelry in your inventory can really support your store. Just a brief introduction on who we are. We're Ryan Gems, manufacturers of gemstone jewelry and diamond jewelry. We're based out of New York, and we've been here for the past 40 years as a family-owned and operated second-generation business. I'm an operations manager here, and I also work in product development. So I'm constantly working on new designs based on what we see as selling within our close chain of partner retailers. This business has been around longer than I've been alive. So I've been around the industry and hearing about gemstones since I was literally in the womb. So of course, I'm a little bit more passionate about colored stones and do have a bias towards them. But we manufacture diamond jewelry and gemstone jewelry for retailers all around America. And we receive a wealth of feedback and data on how these trends are changing. As the original designers of the product that we sell, we have to be at the forefront of the constantly changing trends in order to accurately predict and adapt to what the consumer is buying in your store. Of course, there are a number of reasons that any trend can have rising and declining popularity. But there's a few that we really wanted to highlight here since we think they've been the most impactful to the industry. The first point we want to look at is the consumer demographic. Has the consumer changed? How has the changing demographic affected what is being purchased at the retail level? Has their behavior changed? Right? We're going to be reviewing whether or not they have anything to do with this shift in demand. Then, we're going to broaden our view and see if any external forces are affecting the consumer and the decisions they're making. Have the costs of materials been affected? Has a changing economy played a role? We also want to review what role has the change in fashion trends played on how the consumer buys or wears their jewelry. We also will be speaking about how celebrities have contributed to the rising interest in colored gemstones. And then lastly, what we believe is the value that gemstones carry and mean to the beholder. When identifying a cause for change in consumerism, the first thing that you have to look at is the consumer itself. The market for jewelry is trending younger and younger each year. The younger generation is a growing segment of the population. If you're in this category or age group, you might have just taken on a new mortgage, or you might be finding your way in your industry and trying to secure a job that you feel passionate about that will enable you to sustain your life goals and expenses. You might be growing a family, or you might even have student loans fresh in your sight. All of these major life events affect the psychology of the purchaser. This shift in consumer behavior has led to the average jewelry consumer being more price conscious. This category of buyers has to be more careful with their financial decisions. Being more careful to make good decisions on how they will begin their financial lives affects their purchasing behavior. What we see as a result is a trend into lower price point categories of jewelry. Therefore, gemstone jewelry has recently started to appeal to the price-conscious consumer. Because of the lower costs of these gemstones, they give the ability and purchasing power to the consumer to make that purchase that they were a little bit hesitant on. This, of course, is possibly attributed to the larger size of the gemstone for the lesser costs as compared to diamonds. This is especially true in the semi-precious category. Not only has the age group of the average consumer changed, but also the reasons for purchasing. For example, much more of the consumers in the jewelry market today are turning out to be purchasing the jewelry for themselves. While gift buying is still prevalent, the self-purchaser has also caused a shift in the type of jewelry trending today. The self-purchaser is also price conscious because they can more easily gauge what they're hoping to spend on themselves, while a partner buying a gift might feel compelled to go above and beyond to buy a big gift marking a certain life event. This can also have an effect on the average price point of jewelry purchase. The new buyer also has a higher chance of buying or at least browsing your inventory online first. We've seen that the rise in online shopping has played a role in what is being purchased too. On average, the cost of items purchased online are lower than the cost of items purchased in stores. So there has been a large increase in a need for lower priced merchandise to be presented online or even in your store to compete with online shopping. So this younger generation as a growing population affects the cost of the jewelry they want. A key takeaway we want to provide here is that retailers should make sure their inventory has an expansive variety in cost and that they have the ability to appeal to the price-conscious consumer, perhaps by carrying bread-and-butter items, especially in the semi-precious category. This growing segment of the population has also affected the fashion trends of the jewelry being purchased. The fashion trends in this new generation are different than that of their parents. We all know and see for ourselves that fashion is constantly changing and running through different trends. But what is driving that change now? It's that the self-purchaser knows exactly what they want for themselves to begin with. Layering necklaces, pendants, bracelets, and rings, and also styling ears with multiple studs at once, for example, is a very prominent trend that we see today. What it does is, it gives the consumer a chance to buy something new and something different, constantly updating their collection. If you're stacking, then you want personality and individualism in your collection. You might then try different colors in your assortment. You do this by buying a variety of gemstones in different shapes and sizes. So to cater to this need of the consumer, it'd be best to carry daintier items in your inventory so that your customer can periodically come in and add to their collection. It's best to try to keep a collection of all of the birthstones at least. You might need at least one ring in every birthstone category, but you can use a different style for each gemstone that you have, since any ring can be made in any variation, at least for us. Then you can do the same in the other jewelry categories. You can also use this as an opportunity to build on relationships with your customers. It enables you to arrange for repeat purchases. After selling ruby earrings to a customer, the customer might come in later for a new piece. It'd be helpful to suggest either the matching ruby pendant or any ruby item for that matter, because it will all match. And obviously, matching sets have been proven to sell more. Although classic clear white diamond is still the primary choice for engagement rings, there has definitely been an uptick in the desire for the new customer to be more open to trying other options. We've seen significant increases in the desire for other types of gemstones to be used as the center of the engagement ring. For example, lab-grown diamond and moissanite have definitely gained market share with the new bride and groom. This younger customer, at an average age of about 30, is much more open to having something that is unique among their peers. Having something that appears larger than what they might have been able to afford, and something that is more out of the ordinary. This customer may be the perfect customer for a retailer to suggest a color gemstone to. After all, they only need to look toward the celebrity world to see that the color diamonds and color gemstones are gaining popularity. Another growing trend contributing to the rising popularity of colored gemstones is the interest of celebrities in colored diamonds. Take J.Lo, for example. Her large green diamond engagement ring got a ton of attention on the media when it was first seen. Blake Lively wears a pink one. Paris Hilton wears a yellow one. Colored diamonds have been seeing record-breaking bids in auctions over and over again. What these celebrities choose to wear has a lot of influence on the fashion and jewelry industry. Look at the effect Princess Diana had on the jewelry industry with her world-famous, now coined, Lady Di ring. Actually, it's very interesting to note that this ring had a sapphire center stone and it was her engagement ring, right? Which takes us back to the point on gemstone jewelry serving as engagement jewelry. And even funnier, she picked it herself. So we have a self-purchaser. So we have an example of someone who has had a lot of influence, was a self-purchaser, and used a colored gemstone as an engagement ring. Not that this exact instance had so much influence on colored stones being used in bridal or on self-purchasing today, but the Lady Di is still so popular even now. The same is happening here in the colored diamond world due to influencers like J.Lo. Colored gemstones offer a segue into that category because at their available supply and price point, they're a much more attainable way to get that exact look. Don't have $10 million laying around for a large green diamond ring? Okay, this time, try a green amethyst until you can. In fact, there are a lot of benefits to selling a colored gemstone as an engagement ring even after the sale is made. It enables a retailer to clientele by calling customers when they get new shipments of similar gemstones into stock, and also the perfect way to remind a spouse of a great birthday, anniversary, or holiday gift to coordinate it with the engagement ring. This engagement selling moment is the perfect opportunity for a retailer to build a customer for life, knowing the anniversary date and the customer's preference for color. Another aspect to color gemstones is that genuine color is one of a kind. In the diamond industry, everything is set with a very specific color and clarity. And in a way, it kind of detracts from the uniqueness of the stone. Now, that's up to discussion, which I'm sure those more passionate and knowledgeable on diamonds would be very eager to discuss. Because yes, diamonds are one of a kind as well, as their inclusions can vary in position. But what I'm more focused on is the limits of the colored grading scale, as opposed to gemstones' color and clarity grading, which are far more subjective. Its color ranges on the entire color scale. There is saturation, color purity, and hue. It has uniqueness, which is romanticized. The uniqueness of colored gemstones gives them the ability to serve as a heritage and legacy. There are family heirlooms, which cannot be replicated or replaced by any other stone except for themselves because of their uniqueness. Birthstones have also been a selling point for gemstone jewelry. Every month of the year is associated with at least one or two different gemstones, allowing for more room for uniqueness and romanticizing of these purchases. There are even those who believe that certain stones have different healing powers. I definitely believe it's possible that the rising popularity of using natural substances for health goes hand in hand with this rising interest in gemstone healing. Selling is about making a story. There's no easier way to create a story to engage a customer than with a gem's uniqueness. Each gem gets its color from unique chemicals, minerals, and pressure. Many gemstones are only found in certain parts of the globe. Many have folklore attached. Amethysts were believed to sober the beholder from their drunkenness. Burmese soldiers used to carry rubies with them to war or even insert them in their flesh because it was believed that rubies gave invincibility. Romans believed that the emeralds would restore their vision, and in ancient Greece, it was the opals that could fix eye problems. The list goes on and on. The uniqueness of a colored gemstone speaks to the desire of today's consumer to be unique. It's highly recommended to be mindful of exactly what purpose a customer is in and for when buying specifically colored gemstones. In being knowledgeable about all of these different values gemstones can have to their owners, you'd be more equipped to help navigate your customer to making a purchase they're going to be much, much happier with. Why exactly should you carry colored gemstone jewelry in your line? To summarize everything that we went through today, we talked about the changing demographic of the consumer and how we can better cater to their needs by understanding what their needs are. We then expanded into how fashion trends have been changing and how that can affect the assortment you carry as well. We spoke about how celebrities have generated a rising interest in colored gemstones as well, and then ended with how it's important to be knowledgeable in all different aspects of value that a colored gemstone can have to its owner. By doing all these things, what you have to gain is a possible increase in sales through clienteling, building loyalty with customers through storytelling, and to differentiate yourself from the competition. Regardless of where trends go, something that's beautiful about this industry is that there is something for everyone in every category of both colored gemstones and of diamonds. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Oren Akhavan from Ryan Gems, and it's been a pleasure being a part of this podcast with you guys today.